The five-member Independent Democratic Conference announced it would break its nearly two-year-old alliance in ruling the Senate with the Republicans and plans to join the Democrats in a coalition government after the November elections. The news angered and alarmed GOP senators who faced the prospect of becoming the minority faction in January. Senator John DeFrancisco, a Republican of Syracuse, stands to lose his powerful position as chair of the Senate Finance Committee if the new allegiance holds. But he says it's more than just about him. It's about his constituents.
Upstate will be shafted, to put it in the vernacular, if New York City is running everything again.
The Speaker of the Assembly is from Lower Manhattan, Senate IDC Leader Klein is from the Bronx, and Governor Cuomo and Senate Democratic Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins live in Westchester. Senator DeFrancisco says many New Yorkers may not agree with the proposals pushed by the Democrats, including public campaign financing and providing college aid to children of undocumented immigrants, known as the DREAM Act.
You'll have taxpayers definitely paying for campaigns. You'll have a DREAM Act, which is one of the priorities, namely provide college tuition to illegal immigrants. Now, we can't even afford enough college tuition benefits for children of citizens.
Senator Patrick Gallivan, a Republican who represents portions of several counties in the Buffalo area, has similar concerns. He says a New York City-centric state government does not bode well for the rest of New York. Governor Cuomo has lavished attention on Buffalo. He's awarded the city $1 billion over the next several years, and he visits frequently. But Senator Gallivan says without a regional delegation made up mostly of senators from the ruling party, Cuomo might not focus as closely in the future.
We have worked well with Governor Cuomo the last 2 years in the majority coalition and the 2 years before that, over the last 4 years, in a bipartisan manner. But that was also the hand that got the governor was dealt. He had Republicans because they were either in the majority or part of the working majority of the Senate to deal with. If he doesn't have that, and he's got essentially what will be a power base out of New York City, it doesn't follow, and it's not logical that as much attention would be paid attention to upstate.
Senate Democratic Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins says assumptions that a Democratic-led Senate will ignore upstate are simply wrong.
We have proven that we are able to take into consideration all of New York. We care about the upstate economy.
Senator Stewart Cousins says she backs the state's regional economic development councils, which funnel money for job creation into every region of the state. The GOP senators are also annoyed by Governor Cuomo's role in convincing the two Democratic factions in the Senate to reunite. Cuomo, in exchange for an endorsement from the Progressive Working Families Party, promised to play a key role in separating the independent Democrats from the Republicans. Up until now, Cuomo has often touted his ability to work in a bipartisan manner. Senator DeFrancisco says Cuomo gave up his professed principles for political expediency.
It's obviously political. It was started by the governor touting bipartisanship and then selling that for a seat on the ballot.
Senator Gallivan attended a bill signing ceremony in Buffalo with Cuomo right at the time the governor was helping convince the independent Democrats to abandon the Republicans. He says at the very least, the governor was sending mixed signals.
Whatever you want to call it, whether it's irony, whether you question if it's disingenuous or not.
Republican senators say it's a long way until next year, and by then they hope to win more seats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.